to our ready. I have a gentleman here who is all ready to go. I mean, really.
I'm trying my best.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, good sir. A pleasure and an honor to be here.
This is the one and only Daniel Greenwolf. I love that name.
Thank you.
A Celtic magician.
That's right.
How long now? I understand you packed the place last year.
That's right. We were at Cheney Hall last year in Manchester, Connecticut, and we sold out the show, a full evening illusion show of Irish-themed illusions, and there's magic, and there's escape, and a little bit of danger in there. And last year we sold out, so this year we've got three different shows going on this weekend, March 23rd and 24th.
You know, again, and there's just something about the Irish.
I know.
It's difficult to explain sometimes, but... Cheney Hall is a terrific spot.
It's a gorgeous theater. Everyone there, Dwayne Harris, who's a fantastic gentleman who kind of got me first connected there. It's such an amazing space, and really, I'm so happy to be back there because, like I said, they really that stage there just allows you to do so much theatrically speaking that you can't do in some other places. So really happy to bring that to it, and being Irish, it's just. Comes natural to me.
A full illusion.
Absolutely.
Show.
This
now,
is the big stuff.
Can you, I know, what I want you to do, if you can, is just kind of explain illusion. That kind of confuses somebody, but it's got to be something very special. I know that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when it comes to illusion, so magic comes in so many different forms. In fact, during our show, we do stuff that is where you just, we stand up on the stage and we do things with sleight of hand and we do stuff that is, and then we do the illusions, which are big props with people. Basically, it's magic
with using people.
With human beings, yeah. And so people disappear and reappear and, and otherwise get damaged and undamaged. We leave everyone in one piece by the end of the show, we promise.
You know, one of the things, though, about you is, Daniel, you have been doing this. How old were you when you started? I mean, you're into it really big now.
Oh, yeah.
What motivated you?
I started when I was 10 years old, and I saw a magician on television back at the World's Greatest Magic. It used to be specials that ran on NBC, Thanksgiving Eve. There were big specials back in the 90s. And there was one magician on World's Greatest Magic 2. His name was Jeff McBride, and he did this. Everybody else was doing great magic, but he did this really different act with masks and cards, and it was so different and exciting from everything else I had seen that I saw that and I said, that's what I want to do with my life. That's what I want to be. And from there, I was always weird. I was always weird. Even when I was a kid, I was never doing normal magic. I was always doing weird stuff. So it just carried over. And then
an unbelievable reputation. I want you to know that.
Oh, thank you. I really hope that comes through. I mean, I've performed.
And I'm glad you came here.
I'm so glad I am here. This is amazing. I mean, really, I love it. And the fact that we get to perform for families and our shows that we do are family friendly. We're doing shows during the evening, which are, I would say, more like 10 years old plus, because some of the ideas about Irish-American immigration and things like that we talk about in the show are a little bit more, just slightly more advanced. So that's why we're doing this 11 a.m. show on Saturday for, young kids. The short version of the show, 55 minutes. So if you got young kids, that's the show to come to. And the tickets are wicked cheap. So we try our best to keep everything well in the center there.
But one of the things that has gone out about you is that you make people feel as though they're part of it, and not only do they have fun, but they are part of woman said, we're part of the team.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what she said to me.
Oh, wow. That's all. Everybody's involved with it. That's the thing, is that when I do the show, everybody is a part of it. Because, I mean, my story I can't pull it away from my magic, It's like, if you get on stage, I think, whether you're a magician or a musician or an artist, everything you do has to have a little bit of you in it. And so when I get on stage and I tell my story of my family and being Irish, you know, I like to think it connects with people. And I love being able to do that so much. And it just, it's so exciting to be able to get people on stage and get them involved. And that's what we do. We bring people up on stage and make them part of the show.
Now, how many shows are you going to have this year?
So, this year at Cheney Hall, we're going to have three shows. One at 11 a.m., which is the kids show. That's
the
short version.
Yep.
But then Saturday night at 8 p.m., and then Sunday at 2 p.m., we're doing the full evening show, which is the full 90-minute show. Like I said, Grand Illusions. And if you buy premium tickets, you actually get a pre-show before that. We're doing a close-up show for premium ticket holders before the big show. So we're doing all kinds of stuff.
You know, the story that you told me, why you're here and why you're doing this, and this is what your life's work is that you didn't know what you wanted to do, but you saw, you went to a show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And
that was it for you.
That was it for me. I couldn't just not, that it just affected me so strongly. I couldn't take it. Like it was so weird how, you know, watching something just made me jump up and said, that's it. That's the thing that I want to be for the rest of my life. And it was so, just so random, you know, that would actually happen that way. And now it's become my life, and I've been doing it now for over 20 years.
And you travel everywhere.
I travel everywhere, all over the country. This, you know, already this year, you know, I was in New York City. In fact, it's funny, this week alone, I've been in near Boston, and I was near Philly just last night. And now I'm here, and then we're going to be actually, you know, we've got Renaissance Fairs coming up. We're going to be in New York and New Jersey and all over the place. And I was just in, God, what was it, Myrtle Beach back in January.
Myrtle Beach.
Oh, yeah, a lot of fun. So all over the country, wherever possible.
Well, I'll tell you, the reputation you have is you make people forget some of the problems they've got and enjoy. I've heard that.
Oh,
I've heard that,
you.
Which I think is a quite a compliment.
Oh, thank you. I take it, absolutely. I mean, you know, art is about it for me. I mean, and everyone's going to have a different thing, but art is about expressing who you are and connecting with people. And honestly, even the stuff that's a little scary in life, right? Even when you connect with people in that way, you're still making them remember we're all in this together.
But it's everybody. But what I hear too,
yeah,
it's certainly, and see, it's very dramatic.
Oh yes, you have a little bit of that in there. You gotta, because every piece of theater has to have drama, has to have comedy. You know, you've got to have any, even if it's a serious piece of theater, which I don't, you know, I think it's just sincere, right? But if you're in a serious piece of theater, you got to have a little funny in it. You got a funny piece of theater, got to have a little bit of drama in it. So it's, I like to try to mix it all together. You know, I have a theater background. So I really try to bring all of that in whenever I do something.
What is it with the Irish? Every time you're with the Irish, you're happy.
That's because we know we love life. That's what it is. We learned from a young age, you know, at least in my family especially, you learn to love life because the Irish, you know, we love connecting with people. We love telling a tall tale. We love singing a good song. And the beauty of the Irish culture is the beauty of all cultures, is that we hold on to our traditions, but we also accept outside traditions as well, and we connect with other people and we share our stories, and that's what really means it to me for being Irish. That's why I love to do this show, because I get to share with other people.
Well, let's go over so everybody knows exactly what's coming down and when it's going to start, so nobody misses it. I sometimes, and this happened to me when I first started in the business that I'm in as a broadcaster, that I didn't forget to say when the show was, but I just want to make sure that we've got the times and everybody has an opportunity to get the tickets, and you'll sell out anyway. You're going to
hoping. That's what we're hoping for. And tickets are still available. So it is March 23rd. It's this Saturday, and March 24th, which is Sunday. And the March 23rd, we have an 11 a.m. show for little kids and their families. And the tickets there are only $6. It's a shortened version of the show, but it's, you know, like I said, it's 11 a.m., so for young kids it's great. And then in the evening, we got an 8 p.m. show, and that's the full show, and that show starts at 8 o'clock. But if you do the premium tickets, show up at 7, because you're going to get a nice pre-show meet and greet, and you're going to get a close-up show. And then Sunday at 2 o'clock, same thing, nice pre-show at 1 o'clock, So show up, and we're going to entertain you for a couple hours.
And the last time you were here, you sold out.
Sold out.
Huh?
Absolutely, 100%. I was very excited, standing only.
You will this time.
Thank you so much.
There's no question. You know what I think it's nice that you're doing? Mm. I didn't know this ahead of time, but I think it's wonderful that you're doing some stuff for some 10-year-olds.
Yeah, you've got it. You can't.
I mean, seriously. You're doing different shows.
Yep.
But here's some, and this is going to last with these kids.
Yeah.
They're going to love this.
When I first saw Magic, when I first remember my strongest experience, and I had seen Magic before I was 10, but when I was 10 years old, that's when it affected me and made me a magician. And so the fact that maybe there's one kid out there who comes to my show and gets inspired by what we're doing and decides to get into theater, decides to get into magic or any art form, just excites me so much, you know, and just be proud of who they are and their weirdness, because, you know, we're all weird. All of us.
Now, how many of these shows do you do a year?
Man, it's real tough because, you know, when we're doing Renaissance fairs, you know, whether it's the Midsummer Fantasy Renaissance Fair that I do in Ansonia or, you know, we're doing the Philly Renaissance Fair in Philadelphia, you know, we'll do four 30-minute shows a day. So, I mean, upwards of anywhere between 200 and 300 shows a year.
That's incredible.
Well, thank you.
And you're in great shape.
I'm trying. You know, actually, it's funny. I used to be 355 pounds.
What?
I was 355 pounds about 7 years ago. For most of my life, I was a big guy. And then, you know.
But you're in great shape.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I lost about 140 pounds through diet and exercise. Seriously.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're an Irishman besides.
That's right. I want to look good in kilts. So. Yeah.
No, this is in, you got a great spot. I mean, Cheney Hall is
It's absolutely gorgeous. I was really blown away that we were able to come back to it, much less just go into it again. And Manchester is such a beautiful town.
Oh,
so
yep.
I'm really happy to be able to go. In fact, we'll be visiting. I'll be going over there today and visit them and check out the theater, make sure everything's all good for the shows this weekend. So I'm looking forward to it.
So run down the times again, then.
All right.
So people that are listening, if they were not thinking about going, they are going to go.
That's right. And you get tickets at the door. That's the thing, too. And so that's Saturday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. So you get yourself there for 7 for the premium show. And then Sunday at 1 p.m. for the premium show. All right. Tickets are available at the door, and tickets are available online at cheneyhall.org.
Now, what the age group has got to be everybody.
You have to. You got it. You got to entertain everyone. And that is my goal. When you walk into my show, whether you're 6 or whether you're 60, you're going to enjoy the show. We don't, obviously, we keep everything family friendly, but I want to make sure it's amazing to everybody, no matter who you are. Because I still love it. I'm in my 30s, and I still love watching Magic. I'll go to it all the time. I'm still a fan, and I want other people to be fans, too, no matter what age they are.
Well, what I like about you was the story of your whole life.
Oh, thank you.
The story of your career. And that's how you started. And look what you are now. And you're everywhere. It's amazing the number of shows you do a year. I thought it was a misprint. I thought it was a really seriously. I thought it was a misprint. My God! I said this. I mean, he never sleeps.
Well, no. When I used to perform in Salem, Massachusetts, every October, and we did those shows for years, and we would do 10 to 13 shows a day.
Wow.
So we would just crank those shows out and do them all the time. So I learned early on, like, the only way, you know, Penn Jillette, a Penn and Teller, you know, he had talked about the idea of flight time. Basically, when a pilot gets up in the air, when they're learning to be a pilot, they just have a number of hours that they have to fly for. So at the end, you don't have to be a good pilot. You just have to be a live pilot. So that's the same thing that we have here with us, is that we try to do as many shows as possible. And hopefully that makes you just better and better. Every time you get on stage, you get a different audience and get to connect with different people, and you learn something about your own show.
Daniel Greenwolf. That's the name.
That's it.
Celtic magician.
That's right.
All right. This is going to be fun.
Thank you so much.
When did you decide to put that kind of patch, because it's perfect, over your eye?
Oh, the triangle. Well, I wear this. I've worn this face paint now for about, over I would say over 15 years now, I think. I think about over between 10 and 15 years, because the ancient Celts used to wear face paint to tell who they were in the tribe. And I loved that idea. And so I wanted to do that for myself and give my own symbol to show people that, yes, I'm a magician, and I'm proud of it. And that's what this did for me.
Well, you're going to have fun. I'll tell you again. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here, Brad. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm excited to have you on this morning, the program this morning. And I can just imagine.
Oh.
I can just imagine.
Oh, well, great.
So God bless you and good luck to you. And I'm glad you came back again.
I'm so happy to be here. And thank you all so much. And thanks for having me on the show, Brad.
You bet.
Thank you.